trinities, triunities, and trioddities are visible throughout the observable universes. In the disciplinary practices of all sentient beings, facts, meanings, and values come to mind in ways that cause us to ask ourselves, what is it? What does that mean? Is it somehow worth something? Everyone understands that any country, charity, business, or religious institution needs to somehow differentiate itself in a world of competing ideas. But some religionists have chosen the question concerning a threefold truth of whether or not the Trinity exists as the hill they're willing to die on. Of course, much of the division is directly traceable to the paucity of human language, together with conflicting interpretations of fragmentary records. How we define such terms as God, divinity, and deity plays a big part on just how we see the big picture. Much of the controversy also stems from our concept of unity. Before it was thought of as having personality, ancient adherents to Hinduism once referred to deity with the couplet, "It is." Because deity is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, occupying everything, it, and in some cases he, indwells and envelops the physical, mindal, and spiritual, as well as the personal. Deity is commonly defined as the first source of all that is divine. Divinity is defined as the characteristic unifying and coordinating quality of deity. Now ask yourself, if you, as the one and only, wanted to have relationships with persons equal to yourself, how would you go about making that happen? If you knew everything there is to know, how would you share that knowledge together with some of the responsibilities that come with it? And if you occupied all things, how would you go about creating elbow room? While it may be hard for us to imagine how the original person might somehow be constrained, the Deity Father saw fit to liberate himself from the limitations of infinity and managed to escape absolutism through the technique of trinitization. In this way, our loving Creator differentiated and qualified himself through the process of delegation, coordination, and unification. Because there is only one first source and center, deity is characterized by absolute unity. Once others come into existence, so does the phenomena of three-part harmony and unification, while each original person retains unique personal capacities. They can each act personally and collectively. This gives rise to unity relationships, duality relationships, and trinity relationships. Consider the mathematical triad. It is defined as three intervals with one shared point, a boundary point of each interval. A round tabletop might represent unity. The relationship between the function of the tabletop and the function of its legs could be seen as a form of duality, whereas the tripod, intervals formed by the three legs, function within what may be considered a perfectly balanced trinity relationship. In the final analysis, the table is no less of a table just because it has legs. Divine creativity is characterized by unity. This unity is the outward reflection of the absolute oneness of the duality of the Father-Son and the Trinity of the Father-Son-Spirit. The unity remains while creation continues through coordinate performances in various groupings. These are characterized by the process of coordination and unification. While there is one deity, there are three divine personalizations of deity. This is the original pattern. It is the nuclear family in a universe where the one inescapable and highly desirable inevitability is relationships. Deity personalization is, in essence, bestowal. Jesus, as the bestowal Son, said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Divine personality is not self-centered. We all crave association. Parents share a wide variety of attributes, and we are more than willing to share or give away anything and everything to our offspring, our posterity, our children. How can our Heavenly Father even be a father without children? Mothers and fathers are characterized by the process of procreation. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are each unique persons. None is duplicate. Each is original. All are united. While deity is characterized by unity, the personalizations of deity are unified, first by nature and then by choice. The loving associations and personal relationships within one vast family of God is our true inspiration. Of course, the table metaphor hardly seems complete without some idea of what might be situated on its circular top. Jesus spoke of something special that could be put on a stand so that it gives light to all in the house. It is the physical light, the intellectual insight, and the spirit luminosity that refreshes our souls. It is the candle power that is fueled by the love that indwells and envelops us. That light and love is what motivates the first source and center of all that is divine.